Over the past year, I was able to lead many retreats during the pandemic.
我觉得我是疫情中的敢死队。
So I think I'm one of those commanders during this COVID-19 era.
哪里有聚会,
wherever there's a retreat, there I go.
人家说,
and so some have asked, why are you still running about even though there's such a pandemic ongoing?
我说只要你们敢来组织疫情中的退休会, 我就敢来讲。
And so I told many people that as long as you have the boldness to organize a retreat during a pandemic, there I will be.
我觉得在去年中间，我从弟兄姐妹身上学到了很多的东西。
I realized that I've learned many things from being with brothers and sisters.
我觉得我是最被祝福的那个人。
I think I am the one who is in fact the most blessed.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
冯伟牧师昨天尽弟弟之谊,
Reverend Feng was being kind to me as a host.
他带我去看了那个杜克花园。
So he brought me to the garden.
我们去杜克花园的时候呢, 冯牧师呢, 他就注意到地上有一个石磨。
So when he was there, he realized that there was a mill.
他说, 诶, 你看这个是石磨。 石磨。
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, he said, hey, look at this. This is a mill.
Yeah.
It's stone mill.
可能你年轻人没看过石磨是什么啊? 石磨现在已经不用了，所以把它放在了花园，放在那个地下。
So maybe the next generation did not really see what a mill and it is now as a relic on the ground.
因为以前人们吃粮食的时候，先要拿那个石头。
So back in the day, when people had to eat grain, they will have to grind it down with a mill.
有的时候是人来推这个磨。
So sometimes it is by people, by manpower.
有的时候呢，用个毛驴让它拉这个磨。
Sometimes it's with mules, donkeys.
拉这个磨的时候呢，要把它的眼睛给蒙上。
And so when they are to pull the mill around, they are to be blindfolded at the same time.
毛驴工作了好几个小时，工作了一天，工作了下来之后，他发现，哎，我怎么还在原地呢？
And so after going round and round, the mule might have thought, wow, I traveled a long distance only to realize that, wait, I've just been going around in circles in the same spot.
那我是一个牧师。
For me, as a pastor,
我常常想的一个问题是说，我们怎么样带领弟兄姐妹有一个使命上的突破？
So one question that is always on my mind is, how am I to bring the brothers and sisters into a spiritual breakthrough? I recall into about my life, and I realized that 10 years into believing Christ, I was in fact quite disappointed with my
faith.
Because even though I have many services,
我讲道, 我教主日节,
I teach Sunday school.
我吃了几次神经院,
I even went to the seminary.
但是有一天,
but one day I realized I'm just like a mule pulling the mill. And I was just going around in circles on the same spot.
因为我常常听着这些人说我们信主十年二十年了，为什么好像我们使命没有长进？
So I do hear brothers and sisters confess or lament the fact that even 10 years, 20 years into believing, it seems like there is no spiritual growth. As if I've taken many steps, but there was many steps on the same spot. I love to play ping pong.
所有中国人都喜欢打乒乓球。
So I would target to say all Chinese like to play ping pong.
你不打乒乓球，你就不是中国人。这个是不成立的。前面半句话成立。
The second part of my statement was just repeated by the first band.
我很喜欢打乒乓球，我们那个地区有着很有名的乒乓球教练。
So I really love to play ping pong, and we have a very famous coach in the area that I live in.
我说很有名的，就是真的是很有名。
And when I say very famous, he is indeed very famous.
他拿过世界冠军。
He was a world champion.
他是中国国家队的队员。
He was part of the Chinese national team.
那个时候中美关系很好合作，请他们到美国队来做美国队的总教练。
And at that time, there was still peace among the Chinese and American administration, and this person was invited to be the guest coach to the American ping pong team.
所以他就来了美国，教美国队怎么样去打乒乓球，然后他就参加美国的所有乒乓球的比赛。
And so he came over to be a guest coach, and he began to participate in all kinds of table tennis tournament.
你知道发生了什么样的事情吗?
Do you know what happened?
接下来的四年，所有的美国冠军都让他一个人给拿了。
And so in the next decade, he essentially swept all the championships.
中国国家队的队员跑到美国来打乒乓球，那不拿冠军才怪呢。
And so if you think, for someone who's on the Chinese national team, of course you'll be winning all the gold medals.
所以我孩子很小的时候，我就送他去跟着这个教练去学乒乓球。
So when my
我的孩子还很小的时候
when my children were very young, I took them to learn ping pong under this coach.
他就经常开车带孩子学乒乓球。
And so I'll drive them around so that they could learn table tennis.
打了2年之后，我儿子说不要打了。
2 years later, my son said, "Now I don't want to play anymore."
我说为什么不打了呢？
Why not?
That's too boring.
太无聊了。
怎么会乒乓球变成个 boring 的运动了呢？
How did table tennis become a boring sport?
这两年就一个姿势送手攻球，两年。
Like 2 years, I'm always practicing my forehand.
有没有打过乒乓球的知道啊？乒乓球的入门就是什么？送手攻球。
So if you know, the way that we play ping pong, the main fundamental attacking, stroke is the forehand.
你要学两年、三年、四年、五年，就这么一个动作。
So it will be the same motion 2, 3, 4, 5 years.
那这个教练也跟他说，Daniel，你到外面去，不要跟我说我是你的教练。
And so one day the coach said to my son Daniel, "Hey, don't tell others that I'm your coach."
等我告诉你可以跟别人说我是你的教练的时候，你才能跟别人说我是你的教练。
You can only tell others that I'm your coach when I tell you that you can tell others that I'm your coach.
我就成为他的陪练，经常跟他打球。
And so I became the training partner. I was playing a lot with Daniel.
我跟他打球有的时候有输有赢。
So when I was playing with him, I realized that there are times that I could actually defeat him.
但我就想一个问题啊。
So I was thinking about this question. This is a training under someone who was part of the national
team.
So I'm just a training partner.
怎么过了几年，我跟他打还会有输有赢呢？
How is it that 2 years later I'll still get wins and losses?
发生什么问题了呢？
What's problematic?
我发现，因为 这个乒乓球啊，不是他的职业。I
realize that it's because ping pong is not his profession.
王统生自己打得这么好，因为那是他的职业，他吃饱了，他睡醒了，他就是要打球。The
coach is able to play so well because that is his life. When he wakes up after he eats,
他除了打球，他没有其他的工作可以做。There's
no other things that he can do.
那我儿子是个业余爱好者。But
Daniel, he is an amateur.
业余爱好者就是我想打的时候我就打，我不想打的时候怎么样呢？我就不打了。
So for him, it's more fun or hobby. And so if he wants to play, he'll play. If he doesn't want to, he could forego it.
我突然想，
Suddenly I thought,
我们很多时候都是业余基督徒。
So oftentimes we are amateur Christians.
我们想做基督徒的时候，我们就做一个基督徒。
When we want to be a Christian, we will be a Christian.
我们不想做基督徒的时候，我们就不做基督徒。
When we don't want to be a Christian, we are not a Christian.
礼拜天早上4个小时，我们是基督徒。
On Sunday for 4 hours, we are Christians.
回到家里面，我们就放假了。
And once we go back home, we are on vacation.
从礼拜一到礼拜五，我们不是基督徒。
Monday to Friday, we are not Christians.
礼拜六我们来组织一下，来准备一下主日学。
On Saturday, okay, we'll come back and regroup to prepare for Sunday school.
礼拜天我们过一个基督徒的生活。
And then on Sunday, let's carry out a Christian life.
我们很多的时候做了一个业余基督徒。
So oftentimes we are amateurs when it comes to our Christian faith.
马云如是很有名的大提琴家。
Yo-Yo Ma is a famous cellist.
他在奥巴马的就职典礼上拉大提琴。
In the inauguration of President Obama, he was the one who played the music.
他在 Senator Kennedy 的葬礼上拉大提琴。
And on the, he also played for Senator Kennedy's funeral.
马云如说。
Yo-Yo Ma said,
我一天练16个小时。
I practice 16 hours a day.
我一个星期练七天。
I practice that 7 days a week.
一天16个小时，一个星期七天。如果谁跟我一样的努力，谁都是一个天才。
7 days a week, 16 hours a day. If anyone is to follow the way of my practice, anyone will be a genius.
我们都非常喜欢罗马书。
We do enjoy or adore the book of Romans.
罗马书分成几个部分。
So we can see that the book of Romans is divided into various sections.
非常简单。
They're quite clean sections.
那都从 S 开始。
And you could see it as the beginning with the letter S.
罗马书的第一章到第三章讲我们都是罪人，讲了什么是罪，罪。
Chapters 1 to 3 talk about us being sinners. It describes for us what sin is.
我们都是罪人，罪的代价乃是死。
We are sinners, and the wage of death, our wage of sin is death.
世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
That all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
罗马书三章二十三节。
Romans chapter 3, verse 23.
然后你乘以二，就是六章二十三节。
And if you double that in terms of chapter, you get 6:23.
罪的代价乃是死，唯有在耶稣基督里乃是永生。
But that even though the wages of death, wages of sin is death, but in Christ Jesus is eternal life.
所以罗马书一到三讲的是罗马书四到六讲到的是救恩 salvation.
So whereas in chapters 1 to 3 you talk about sin, in verses chapters 4 to 6 is a section on salvation.
罗马书第七章第八章讲到我们如何的成圣，讲的是 sanctification.
And chapters 7 to 8 it speaks of our sanctification.
罗马书第九章到第十一章就打了一个大大的括号，讲一下以色列人他们会是一个什么样的情景。
We can understand chapters 9 to 11 as a big parenthesis describing the destiny of Israel.
罗马书的十二到十六节就讲了另外一个重要的事情，就是我们如何在耶稣基督里面的服事，讲了 service.
And so in in chapters 12 to 16, it begins to address the services that we're to give.
讲到我们是耶稣基督的同一个身体，我们每一个人要尽自己的力量做好我们的属灵的恩赐。
That we are one body and that we are to fulfill our utmost responsibility to carry out our spiritual talents.
所以说罗马书是一个基督徒的属灵的旅程。
And so the book of Romans can be looked upon as our spiritual journey.
他从 sin 到 salvation 到 sanctification 到 service，
from sin to salvation to sanctification to service，
他可以说我们基督徒一生应该走的一条路。
This is a pathway by which us Christians can walk。
但是罗马书的第十二章第一节是我们非常熟悉的一段圣经。
And with the passage that we are familiar with, Romans chapter 12 verse 1。
这就是弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝诫你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
It says, therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
你们是研究三角的人员。
So you are members of the research triangle.
我猜你们大部分是学 STEM 的。
So I think you are under STEM.
那你知道我们做数学证明题的时候，上面两点，下面一点是什么吗
？So as you understand, as you're writing out mathematical formulas, By the time we arrive at the symbol, the two dots on top and the single dot on bottom.
我们以前做过高中的时候，一些证明题，上面两点，下面一点，是吗？因为
So what does that symbol mean? It means and or therefore.
上面一点，下面两点呢？这所以。
Oh, that means because, and if it was reversed, it means and.
我们的弟兄大概不是学心理的。
Yes, I am not part of them.
上面两点，下面一点叫做因为，上面一点，下面两点叫做所以。有因为才有所以，有所以就是因为有个因为。
Because there is a because, therefore there is a therefore.
那保罗说：“所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝诫你们，他是做朋友有个因为，前面的因为是什么呢？就是因为你看见了前面从第一章一直到第十二章，神把我们拯救出来了。所以，我们说这个地方是一个，所以是因为前面有一大串的因为。”
What is this therefore referring back to? What is it anchoring on? And it looks, you could see that it anchors from everything that has come before, from chapter 1 all the way up to the beginning of chapter 12 as well.
那罗马书的第十二章第三节的开始，就开始讲到我们的服事。
And in verse 3 of chapter 12, it begins to say, speak about our services.
换句话说，在我们罪人得救成圣到我们的服事之间， 在罗马书的十二章第一节跟第二节，它有一个很重要的一个桥梁。
So we see that as we go from our sanctification to our service,
我们在服事之前，我们必须要解决一个问题。
But before we begin to serve, we have to resolve a particular problem.
这是罗马书第十二章第一节跟第二节。
And that's where the answers come from in verses 1 and 2 of chapter 12.
你不解决罗马书十二章第一节的问题，你就不能够来到罗马书第十二章第三节。
If you don't resolve verses 1 and 2, you don't come to verse 3.
整个的罗马书是个顺序的。
Because there is a sequence within the book of Romans.
非常有逻辑的。
Because it is.
保罗不是随便乱写的。
He is not writing all over the place.
那保罗在罗马书十二章一节说什么呢？你们要身体献上，当作活祭。
So it says here that we are to offer our bodies as living sacrifices.
这里面有两个非常非常非常重要的词。
Here we see two very critical important terms.
就是献上跟活祭。
One is to offer, and the other is living sacrifice.
你抓住了这两个词，你就明白这一段的圣经了。
Once you capture these two terminology, you do understand.
你知道这两个词说什么，你就明白这一段话在说什么样的事情。
So we will understand the message within these two verses.
那什么叫献上？
So what is to offer or to present?
那我作为一个牧师，
As a pastor,
我常常去举行婚礼。
I often would help officiate weddings.
你们参加过婚礼吧？到美国以后。
Have you attended weddings since being in the U.S.?
你参加过教会的婚礼没有？
And have you attended weddings held in church?
教会的婚礼，当那个音乐响，当当当当当当当当当。
So when you're part of the wedding with church, you hear the procession sound.
然后那个老父亲，
and you start to see the father.
他会搀着这个新娘，
would hold the arms of the bride.
一步一步往前走，
and they will take their steps one step forward at a time.
牧师站在前面，
and the pastor is standing all the way at the end of the aisle.
他的旁边站的是新郎。
And to his left side, you see the bridegroom.
然后这个牧师走到前面。
And so with this pastor in front,
牧师会等一句话。
Pastor will ask a question.
来听一听。
If you will listen carefully.
是谁把新娘
And so the question is, who gives or who presents this bride?
Who presents the bride?
Who presents the bride?
将身体献上.
And so if you are to present your body,
把身体献上就是同一个希腊文字的意思.
So it has that similar semantics.
But since you think of who presides.
So when you're presenting, you ask who is presenting.
这是一个婚礼上的一个用语。
This is a terminology we see at weddings.
他父亲说我，然
后他就 say it's me.
然后他把牧师把这个新娘的手从他父亲的手上放在这个新娘的手上。
And so the pastor would then take the arm of the bride and hand it over to the bridegroom.
这是一个 transfer, 这是一个转移。
It is a transfer.
他以前是他父亲的心爱儿女女儿
，and prior to this, prior to the question, the daughter is the precious daughter to the father.
然后他现在是他先生的新娘
，and now she is the bride to the bridegroom.
那现在我要考考你们
，so I'm going to test you.
什么是婚姻
？What is marriage?
请问什么是婚姻
？What is marriage?
是不是我很爱这个人
？There is something about oh, I love this person.
婚姻是不是我想更多的来了解他
？Is marriage about oh, I want to know this person much more?
不是。
It is not.
婚姻是一个尾声。
Marriage is a commitment.
所以在婚姻中间，那个牧师会带新娘新娘来读一个什么呢？读一个婚姻的。尾声 marriage vow.
So during the wedding, the pastor will call on the newlywed couple to declare a marriage vow.
无论是健康还是疾病
，or in sickness or in health.
无论是有钱还是没有钱
，in poverty or in wealth.
这不是一个简单的一个誓言。
This is not a simple oath.
这真的是一种的尾声，在任何的情况之下，我将忠心于这个婚姻。
This is an oath that is given that says, regardless of the circumstance, you are giving yourself into this marriage.
我想再问你一句话。
I'm going to ask you a question. What is commitment?
你说，我每个星期上每天的班。每天上八个小时，剩下来的时间全是你的，给你50%，好不好
？So let's say I'm going to give you 50%. I'm going to work 5 days a week, 8 hours a day.
每个姐妹说老公给你50%的尾声，你就满意的举个手。
How many of the wives here would say, yeah, give me 50%, I'll take it?
有吗
？Is there any?
75%好不好？
All right, let's bump it up, 75%.
80%?
How about 80%?
没有 ,90%?
90.
95%?
95, going on.
99%?
99?
99% 你们都不乐意啊。
Are you discontented even with 99%?
那太太要问，请问你们把99%给谁了？
So because the wife will ask, where is that 1% going?
婚姻是一个100%的。
Marriage is 100% commitment.
将身体献上当作活祭，它是一个婚姻上的一个誓语。
To present your body as a living sacrifice, it is a reference.
它表示一个尾声。
Because it is a commitment.
尾声的要求是100%。
And when it comes to commitment, it is
100%. 对啊，甚至我们要求是我们对它有一个100%的尾声，就像婚姻一样。
So it is an all-in situation. It is like marriage.
不是我们今天说一个80%, 90%, 95%的基督徒就可以了。
It is not as if it can be just an 80, 90, 95% type of Christian.
有一部电影我非常的喜欢看。
There's a movie that I really enjoy.
叫做《战火烈火战车》。
And that's Chariots of Fire.
啊，这个电影在1981年的奥斯卡中间被获7项提名，得了4个大奖。
So in the 1981 Oscars, they received 7 nominations and they won 4 of them.
这个电影的主人公叫做埃里克。
And the protagonist, his name is Eric.
埃里克出生在中国。
Eric was born in China.
他的父亲已经是中国内地会的宣教士。
And so he was part of the inland missionary. He was born in Tianjin.
但是这个中国出生的这个小伙子，他有一个特长，就是他跑得非常的快。
This cat was born in Tianjin, China. He has one specific feature, and that is he's
a runner. 快到什么地步呢？就是当跑100米的时候，在世界上他永远是前三名。
And how fast was he? He's always in the top three.
所以英国人说，哎呀，这个小伙子从中国回来上大学，可是跑得好快啊！你参加奥运会吧。
So when he returned back to study in the UK, he's saying, wow, you run real fast. Come, join us in the Olympics.
但是有一个问题,
but there was an issue.
他一看这个奥运会的时间表，他说很糟糕的，这个100米的比赛是在礼拜天。
He was looking at the schedule and he was thinking, oh no, this 100 meter race is held on Sunday.
哦，你去看这些电影，你就发现。 艾里斯常常说的一句话是什么呢？在那个电影里面说最常说的一句话 ，I am a committed Christian.
So if you watch the movie, you see that there is a theme that goes through Eric's thesis, and that he would proclaim, "I'm a committed Christian, a real Christian."
我真的觉得是什么意思啊
？So what does it mean to be a committed Christian?
从英国的女王到下来的所有人都说，你常常跟我们说你是个伪善的基督徒，什么意思？
So from the queen to the commoner, the question is, what do you mean by you are committed Christian?
我以前就是礼拜天是给上帝的，礼拜天不是用来跑步的。
He said, well, to be committed, therefore, is to say that.
哎，你知道不知道奥运会是四年一次
？Sunday for God is not for running. He does know that the Olympics happens every 4 years.
你知道不知道你这辈子可能就会参加这一次的比赛，这一个礼拜天呐，你一辈子。
You know that it might be your one and only chance, and even though it's on a Sunday.
为什么就不可以跑一下呢？为国争光啊！Why
can't you just run and bring glory for the nation?
你代表的是英国的荣誉。You
represent the honor of the UK.
英国从来没有拿过田径的奥运金牌。Because
they've never received a single gold medal in track and field.
在这个之前，他们是零。
So before this particular time, their medal count is zero, or gold medal count.
坚决不跑礼拜天.
But Eric says, I refuse to run on Sunday.
他那个队友说，艾里说我把400米让给你.
One of his teammates said, okay, I'm going to give you my place in the 400 meters instead.
艾里说好，那我跑400.
Eric says, I will run the 400.
你这400米跟你这一样吗
？Do you know if the 100 and the 400 is the same？
我上大学的时候，我是学校田径队的。
So when I was in college, I was part of the track team.
我是专门跑长跑的。
I was a long distance runner.
我跑个半马，大概不到2个小时就下来了。
So a half marathon, I could run within 2 hours.
Less than 2 hours. 长跑需要的是耐力。
What you need is fitness and resilience in the long.
短跑需要是爆发力
，but you need explosive power in the short distance.
400米和800米我们叫做中长跑
，and so in the middle distance in 400 and 800,
它既需要爆发力，它也需要耐力。
You do need both the fitness.
这跑100米，你进入世界前三，你跑600米，你跑400米不一定。
So even though you can run 100, you may not be able to run 400.
实际上，埃里克的400米从来没有进过世界前6名。
So when he ran the 400, he was never part of the top six.
跑步的那一天，有个美国记者。
So on the day of the race, there was an American reporter.
他给埃里克手上塞了一张纸条。
He handed a little note to Eric.
你看。 尊重我的，我必尊重。
And he thought, oh, those who honor me, I will honor.
他抓着这个纸条，就拼命的往前跑。
And Eric held on tight to this note and ran.
打破了世界纪录。
Broke the world record.
拿了奥运会的金牌。
Won the gold.
尊重我的，我必尊重。
Those who honor me, I will honor.
婚姻是一个委身。
Marriage is a commitment.
而且说我是一个委身的基督徒。
Eric says, I am a committed Christian.
委身的基督徒表示他是百分之一百的把自己给神的。
So it means that as a committed Christian, he's all in when it comes to giving.
礼拜天是用来服侍上帝的。
That he, on Sunday is to serve God.
有的时候我的教会礼拜天就没人了。
So there are times in the congregation I serve, the attendance is very sparse.
然后我就去了解一下今天发生什么样的事情了。
So I have to figure out what happened today.
啊，是今天有个钢琴 recital.
And so sometimes it's, oh, there's a piano recital.
啊，小朋友都去了，家长都带他们去了。
And so the parents have taken their children.
然后我一看家长就没有费用了。我说你们还不是去得一个什么国际金牌啊？只不过是一个地区性的小小的钢琴比赛，对不对？
And I was thinking, well, this is simply a regional recital. It's not even about an international competition.
埃里克在得了奥运会金牌之后，
After he has received, after he won the gold medal,
他做了一个决定。
Eric made a decision.
他回到中国去。
He's going to return back to China.
他做一个宣教士。
He's going to be a missionary.
你说艾克，你再跑一次，你才二十。
And the authorities are telling him, "You're only 22. Come on."
下一次奥运会你跑一百米。
The next time you can run the 100 meters.
咱们把一百米全都给拿了。
So that you could sweep the 100 and 400.
艾克毅然决然地回到了中国。
Eric was.Resolved in his determination to return to China.
中日战争爆发了。
And there was the war, the Sino-Japanese War.
艾克被抓到中国山东的乐道院违法集中营里面。
And he was captured during that time and was put in a concentration camp.
这个乐道院是美国的长老会，他们拿到庚子赔款之后，他们在中国建的教会和医院。
And so this particular place, in fact, before it was converted into a concentration camp, was set up by the Presbyterian to be both a hospital and a church, and a church building.
那个时候，日本跟西方是两条战线。
And at that time, there was that competition, but war, between Japan and the Western forces.
所以所有的西方的宣教士全部被关在这个集中营里面。
And so all the Western, missionaries were captured in this concentration camp.
我去了山东潍坊，我就要去看埃里克的纪念碑。
And so when I went to 山东, I was compelled to go visit.And see this particular memorial.
在抗日战争结束之前六个月的时候
，six months before the end of the Sino-Japanese War，
英国的首相撒切尔
，Madam Thatcher，
本来撒切尔啊，丘吉尔，丘吉尔
，Sir Churchill，
对啊，丘吉尔跟日本人说我们交换战俘。
Reached out to the Japanese administration and say, "Hey, let's exchange our war."
我要把埃里克给换出来。
We're going to exchange a captive.
他是英国的国宝，他是奥运会的冠军。
He's our national treasure. He's our Olympic champion. Can we exchange for him?
日本人找到埃里克说：“你可以出去了。”
So the Japanese went to him and say, "You can leave."
埃里克说：“我不走。”
Eric said, "I'm not leaving."
这个里面有一个怀孕的姐妹让她出去。
There is a sister who is pregnant, better go.
说艾瑞克留下来了。
So Eric stayed.
那个姐妹走了。
And that sister left.
抗日战争之前结束之前的一个月，埃里克死于脑瘤。
And 1 month before the end of the Sino-Japanese War.
在山东潍坊的集中营里面。
He died in that concentration camp because of the brain tumor.
现在这个楼是他们的 纪念楼是成为山东省的文物纪念。
So this building has now become.
后面那个楼是山东最大的潍坊人民医院，就是建在潍坊乐道院的基础之上，因为当初是宣教士所建的医院，现在是全市最大的一所医院。
This is a very important place in Shandong. It keeps all the memories of what has come before.
埃里克走了之后，人们发现他留下来一本圣经。
They realized that Eric in fact has left behind a Bible.
那个 Bible 上面写了一句话。
And there was one statement that he wrote.
Total surrender.
Total surrender. 完全的放弃。
他之所以能够做出这个决定，礼拜天不参加比赛。
The reason why he could make a decision to run, not run on Sunday.
他之所以可以做出这个决定，把死留给自己，把生留给别人。
The fact that he could make a decision to have death on him and life for others.
因为他有一个完全降服的生命。
Because he has a life that is a full surrender.
你有什么样的生命，你就会做出什么样的决定。
What kind of life you have will make what kind of decision.
那这个是高德生的儿子，这个是埃里克的像。那像我们来讲，什么是活祭？弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝诫你们，把身体献上，当作活祭。这里面有两个很重要的字，一个是献上，献上是一个婚礼，婚礼是一个尾声。那么什么是活祭呢？弟兄们，神的慈悲劝诫你们，把身体献上，当作活祭。
So now we're going to pivot into understanding what living sacrifice. We have presented this as a marriage language.But what does it mean for living sacrifice?
所以我在我们教会讲到，我说什么叫活祭。
What is living sacrifice?
弟兄姐妹说，我们就跑上来站，再下去了，就是活祭了。
So someone that is living could just come up and then go down.
活祭就是我在这个祭台上，我可以蹦蹦跳跳，想干嘛就干嘛。
So to be alive is to be able to do whatever you want on the altar.
什么是活祭？
What is a living sacrifice?
你看见过活祭吗？在旧约里面有没有活祭？
Do we see a living sacrifice in the Old Testament?
在旧约里面的所有的祭物都是先杀后放在祭坛上面的。
We see that all the sacrifices in the Old Testament, they are all first killed before they are brought onto the altar.
先杀，然后把杀好的东西放在祭坛上面献祭。
First kill, then put on the altar.
这个叫祭，所有的祭都是死祭。
All of the sacrifices are dead sacrifices.
在这些中间，请问有活祭吗
？So is there a living sacrifice in the Old Testament？
说有活祭的举个手。
If you have a show of hands, if you think that we have a living sacrifice，Isaac
啊，有人说 Isaac 非常的好。
Indeed, there is Isaac who is a living sacrifice。
在旧约里面有一个活祭。
There was one living sacrifice in the Old Testament。
那就是荷兰画家伦勃朗所画的一幅画。
So if you look at this, this is a painting by Rembrandt.
我去东宫的时候就特别去看了这幅画。
So I went to see it when I was in Eastern Europe.
它记载了圣经里面非常重要的一个事件。
It records a very critical event in the Bible.
这是神的亚伯拉罕，我要你把你的儿子以撒献在祭坛上面。
Because the Lord has instructed Abraham to sacrifice Isaac on the altar.
Abraham 把柴火放好了。
And so he has laid out all the wood.
然后他把他儿子以撒捆起来放在那个祭坛上面。
He bound up Isaac and put him on.
然后他把刀举了起来砍了下去。
On the altar, and he raised his knife and he was about to strike.
就在那瞬间，一发一发啊。
And at that swift moment,
他听见一个声音说：“亚伯拉罕，停下来。”
There was a voice that called out from heaven to say stop.
他看到神给他预备一只羊羔。
And he saw that there was a God has prepared a ram for him.
来代替以撒。
To take the place of Isaac.
以撒是从祭坛上下来的。
So Isaac was able to come on.
弟兄们，我要问你一个问题：什么是祭物？
So you ask, what is a sacrifice?
祭物是献给神的。
Sacrifice is something offered unto God.
只要在旧约中间献给神的东西，你可以还是不可以拿回来呢？
So if something that is offered unto God, can you take it back?
等于说你说不可以，为什么不可以呢？如果你说我这个祭献的东西我要给他换，怎么会换法呢？在旧约中间。
And so if you are to say, oh, I'm going to do an exchange of the sacrifice, how are you supposed to do that?
在旧约的规定说，你如果献上的东西，你一定要换，可以换。
In the Old Testament law, it allows for an exchange.
那换的方法是，你把要换的那个旧的放在那里，不可以拿。
You have to put the old, you have to let the old stay, you can't take that.
然后你把你要换的东西再放上去。
You have to take whatever you're going to use as an exchange.
因为你献上了，他就给神了。
Because you have given it unto God, and so it is God.
你献上了，他就属于神了，不再属于你自己了。
You have given to God, and so it no longer belongs to you.
所以献祭是一个主权的转移。
So when it comes to sacrifice, it is a transfer of sovereignty.
以撒，以撒，以撒，以上，以上，以下。
So the dice are going up and then coming down.
发生了一个非常大的一个改变。
There was a huge, a paradigm shift.
以上，以上，以下。他不再属于亚拉罕了。
When Isaac goes up, he no longer belongs to Abraham.
他现在是属于神的了，因为他已经献给神了。
Because Isaac has been offered to God, he is God.
以上，以上，以下，他还不简单了。 This
is an incredible event.
你看着好像只是上一下，但是他是一上一下，简简单单的动作。以上从此以后是上帝，他不是亚拉罕的了。Even
though these gestures seem simple, but it is deep. Because it is no longer 祭是生命的主权转移。 Isaac no longer is Abraham. Sacrifice is a transfer of sovereignty.
在圣经里面,
in the Bible,
有两个活祭,
there are two living sacrifices.
一个是以撒,
one is Isaac.
一个就是我们的主耶稣,
the other is our Lord Jesus Christ.
活祭就是生命主权的转移。
To be a living sacrifice is to transfer the sovereignty.
主耶稣说，神啊，如果有其他的方法，你用其他方法来解救人类。Lord
Jesus Christ said, if there is another cup, let may this cup pass from before me.
但是不要按照我的意思行，只要按照你的意思行。But
not by my will, but yours.
你的意思行，你想做什么你就做什么，你有主权。
Your will be done, for you are sovereign. You do what you need to do.
有一个很有名的宣教士叫做大卫·林顿。
There's a very famous missionary by the name of David Livingstone.
大卫·林顿在年轻的时候学了希腊文，学了圣洁，学了医学，然后他是个医生，他也是一个神学家，他也是个牧师，然后他给自己立下一个志向，就是我要去中国那个地方，向中国人传福音。
David Livingstone is a very educated person, studied Greek, studied theology, studied medicine, he's a doctor, pastor, and he's determined to go to China to be a missionary. Because he heard, or he has come across this particular writing called The Appeal of China. You see, that in China there are millions who have yet to hear the gospel. Why is it that we have so few foreign missionaries among us? So in his diary, Livingstone wrote that in my life, other than to rescue the souls of people, there is no second choice.
然后他去了伦敦宣教会。
And then he went to be part of a missionary.
然后他说我要去中国。
He said, I'm going to China.
但是鸦片战争开始了。
But then it began the Opium War.
中国的大门关上了。
The door of China closed.
他会很痛苦。
He was in deep anguish.
他说我是至少去中国传福音。
He said that my aspiration was to go to China to spread the gospel. I fully equipped myself, but why did you close this door? So when he, but one day when he was praying, he heard the voice of the Lord.
神是大卫。
That said, David,
你爱我更多。
Do you love me more?
啊，你爱中国更多。
Or do you love China more?
大卫说，上帝啊，我爱你更多啊。
David replied, God, I love you more.
神说，我现在让你去非洲。
So God says, I want you to go to Africa.
大卫就去了非洲，一辈子在那生存。
And so he did.
后来有一个，后来有一个比他二十岁的人叫做，那我的老公，那中国内地会的创始人，戴德生，脑子突然抖了，比他小四岁二十岁的戴德生去了中国。
So he has a prodigy by the name of Morrison who went to China.
汉德森泰勒成为中国伟大的宣教士。
And opened up the
李文斯顿一生待在非洲。
Whereas David Livingston stayed in Africa all his life.
有一次他在非洲的丛林里面，有一只狮子跳出来咬了他的右边的肩膀。
There was one out of the prairie, a lion leaped out and bit on his right shoulder.
他的助手开枪打这个狮子。
And his assistant raised the gun and shot at the lion.
没有打中，但是狮子就吓到了。
But even though the shot did not hit the lion, it did scare it a bit.
大卫拿起枪把这个狮子给打死了。
And then David raised up his gun to kill the lion.
但是他的肩膀上留下了11个狮子的牙印。
But there was a bite mark left on
the road. 他的右肩骨被咬碎了。
And his bone was shattered.
后来他的母校回去请他去做讲员。
Later on, his school, elder mother, invited him back.
他们说我是一个残废。
To give it up, and he says, I am paraplegic.
我的肩膀是举不起来的。
I can no longer raise my shoulder.
我的腰是。直不起来了，因为长期在非洲，他得了非常严重的疟疾。
And I can't straighten out my back because I have severe malaria.
他说我是一个残废。
I am a paraplegic.
大卫一辈子在非洲，当他死的时候，非洲的人把他做成一个干尸。
When he died, the Africans embalmed his body.
把他的胸口给破开来。
They opened up his torso.
把他的内脏取出来，里面放上盐巴。
Took out all his internal organs and placed salt into it.
然后用芭蕉叶把他的尸体裹起来。
And they wrapped him up in leaves.
然后扛着他的尸体走了9个月的时间。
Walked for 9 months.
从非洲的最中心走到了非洲的沿海岸。
From Central Africa to the coast of Africa.
放在英国的军舰上面。
To put it on the naval ship of the UK.
然后把它运到了英国的西敏斯大教堂。
And was shipped to Westminster in England.
我去伦敦的时候。
When I went to London.
我去了西敏斯教堂。
I went to Westminster.
我第一件事情，我就是问那工作人员，你能不能告诉我大卫·李文斯顿的墓是哪一块？
So the first thing I asked is, can you tell me which one is the tomb for David Livingston?
大卫的尸体运回了英国，埋在了英国。
David's body was sent back to England and was buried in England.
但是大卫的心脏永远的留在了非洲。
And yet his heart was forever kept in Africa.
大卫说。
Because David said.
我要让非洲人知道。
He wants the Africans to know.
有一个英国是这么样爱他们。
There's someone who loves him, loves him so much.
他把他的心脏永远的留在了非洲。
That his heart is to remain with them forever.
什么叫把心献上当做活祭
？What does it mean to be a living sacrifice?
把身体献上，表示。我们对神的委身。
To present our body is to mean we are committed.
你看到献上这个词，你脑子里有一个婚姻的一个图画。
When we say we present, you should have a picture of a marriage.
当做活祭表示我们主权的一个转移。
And when it comes to a living sacrifice, it signifies a transfer in sovereignty.
我自己信主之后，我有很多的服侍，但是我发现有一段时间我非常的难过。
After I believed in the Lord, I had many ministries, but I realized that there was some sorrow in me.
我觉得我好像在一片的黑暗之中。
I feel as if I was in a darkness.
我觉得我的生命没有突破。
I feel like there's no breakthrough in my life.
然后我就想为什么。
And I'm thinking, why is that?
后来我知道一件事情。
Later I recognize something.
神要我做传道人。
And God wants me to be a preacher.
但是我一直拒绝。
But I've rejected that calling.
我拒绝的原因，因为我是个非常非常非常内向的人。
I've rejected that because I'm a very, very, very introverted person.
我跟神说什么都可以做，但是绝对不能做牧师。
I said I can do all things except to be a pastor.
我说这个电脑对我来说太好了，太容易了，我可以坐在那个地方坐两个星期不跟你讲话。
I told the Lord, it's so brilliant that I could just sit in front of a computer and do my computer science things because I could just do 2 weeks of work without having to talk to people. I can't be a pastor.
但是有一天我说神啊，主权在你。
But one day I said, it is your sovereignty.
你让我做什么我就做什么。
What you want me to do, I will.
哇，天又一下子亮了。
And all of a sudden, it's as if the light broke through.
为什么我们可以在教会里面做很多的事情啊？
There are many things that we can do.
而且直到我们把自己的主权交出来。
So even within the church, we have to give the sovereignty.
我们还是按照自己的思想、自己的意思在做。
If not, we will be doing by what we ourselves will to do.
神要我们对他的一生。
God wants us to be committed to Him.
神要我们把我们生命的主权完全的交给他。
God wants us to commit our authority of our lives to Him.
我们起来祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们真是感谢你。
Hello, Jesus, we want to thank you.
你说我们要把身体健康当作活祭。
You say that we are to present our bodies to be living sacrifices.
你说我们这么做没有什么了不起的事情。
There's in fact nothing great in this action.
你说我们这么做乃是理所当然的。
In fact, this is something that is a reasonable act of worship.
理所当然乃是合情合理的一个要求，
这something that we ought to do,
一点都不过分的一个要求。
That is nothing overboard about this.
你为我们死在十字架上面。
That you died on the cross for us.
难道我们不该把我们自己的一生与你吗？
And since you died for us, are we to not commit to you?
难道我们不该把我们生命的主权完全的给你吗？
Are we not to commit our authority over life to you?
你说我们这么做是完全。合情合理的一件事情。
This we do because it is reasonable.
你帮助我们。
You help us.
不断的委身。
To be committed.
直到我们完全属于你。
To the point that we are in fact totally yours.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Let us pray in the name of Jesus.